LAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Two sources tell ABC News that after weeks of negotiations, administration officials are close to an agreement to enable immigration police to submit names and addresses of suspected undocumented immigrants for the IRS to check against their confidential databases. Wildfire threats have been issued from the west to the east this weekend. ABC's Ike Ajachi.
Over 25 million people in 10 states remain under red flag warnings as warm, dry, and windy conditions continue to raise the possibility of wildfires. Those warnings stretching from New Mexico to South Carolina, covering major cities such as Raleigh, Charlotte, and Atlanta. The Denver metro area also under a red flag warning.
And in Florida, a large brush fire in South Miami-Dade this weekend. The fire has now burned more than 26,000 acres. A major Russian attack on Ukraine's capital Saturday. Kyiv's mayor posting on his Telegram channel that both a residential building and a non-residential building have been hit by debris. This is ABC News. A looming recession may have people feeling financially insecure, but as ABC's business correspondent Alexis Christophorus tells us, there are things that can be done to prepare, like paying down your debt now.
If you have credit card debt, your top priority should be to pay off that balance as soon as possible, especially with average credit card interest rates now topping 24%. A few ways to tackle that: consolidate and transfer high interest debt to a credit card with a 0% rate, or consider getting a low interest personal loan to wipe out your debts. Now, if you don't qualify for either one of those, call your credit card company, ask for a lower interest rate, or set up a payment plan. You'll be surprised how much they want to work with you. There usually is some wiggle room.
Warm, dry, windy weather bringing widespread critical fire conditions across several states in the plains and southeast this weekend. Over 25 million Americans under red flag warnings, including cities like Raleigh, Atlanta, and Denver, Colorado. Dave Packer, ABC News.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. You can buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. Hey, let's kick off the 10 o'clock hour with a double dip of brand new music from Marsden. This is his new single called Keepsake. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I'm I've got time. Reasons are we've got tears pouring from our eyes.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. A double dip to kick off the 10 o'clock hour with Marsden. That has got the time. Before that, Keepsake. Marsden is working on a lot of brand new music right now. If you go to his website, marstonmusic.com, you'll find out all the information. No shows on the books right now, but I'm sure he'll get out and do a show very soon. Marsden here on Max Inc. Radio. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. After Hours. I'm Jimmy K. filling in for Rob Roberts, who filled in for me tonight during the 6 to 10 segment of Max Inc. Radio. Thanks to him for filling in. Thanks to Rocker for the great show. If you missed any part of tonight's show, you're in luck. You can listen to it a couple of more times. Tonight at midnight, the show will re-air. Tomorrow, Sunday at 6 p.m. to midnight, you can hear the replay. And, of course, you can grab the podcast anytime on the Max Inc. page at civicmedia.us. Coming up in this hour, I've got some music from bands from the Rocker Jamboree. That's happening May the 4th at the Burr Oak. I'll have more information for you in just a couple of minutes with that. We'll do some Electromag and Subatomic. Right now, some music from Where is the Key? This is Echoes. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
With your eyes, not with your ears. Here with your eyes and not with your ears. Hear with your eyes and not with your ears.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, the Mighty Subatomic, and their song, Hey Fool. Electromag before that, their song, War Child. Of course, Subatomic, Electromag, along with Last Crack, Magic 7, and Mind Ox. They are all part of the Rocker Jamboree. It's happening at the Burr Oak Sunday, May the 4th be with you. The doors open at noon for the show. The show starts at 1, and we're going to be done by 5. So if you like me and you like those afternoon shows, this is the show for you. Plus, it's all for a good benefit. We're putting on a little fundraiser for Rocker to help him with his medical expenses after his heart attack. Plus, a portion of the proceeds are also going to be donated to Mama Cares, a great organization here in Madison, taking care of musicians and artists that need help in our area. It's the Rocker Jamboree, Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak here in Madison. Want to say thanks to our sponsors for the show, the Aaron Weber Group, Ethical Trade Company, Aftershock Classic Arcade, Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin, Brainstormer Studios, and Madison Drum Makers. The Rocker Jamboree, Sunday, May 4th. Hope to see you there.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
This St. Patty's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, 4 locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With 3 Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It may take a while to make me whole again in your eyes, but I don't care, 'cause I can see a bigger picture, and all I focus on is what I see in my. Perfect specimen, but you are no great scientist. My house is not a petri dish. Examine something else. I don't care to tell you everything, for you are no great therapist. I have had quite enough of this. Go counsel someone else. I try to be great. I always make mistakes, and I slip and I fall. I can't always walk so tall, but if I can crawl, I'll crawl and crawl. My forehead is hot to the touch, and I have not been sleeping much, but you are no great doctor. I'll be seeing someone else. I've had my run-ins with the law, but you'll never be my one phone call. You are no great judge, but if you must go judge yourself, I try to be great. I always just make mistakes, and I slip, and I fall. I can't always walk so tall, but if I can crawl, I'll crawl and crawl. I'll crawl. I'll crawl. I'll crawl. It may take a while to make me whole again in your eyes. I can see a bigger picture, and all I focus on is what I see in mine. And I try to be great, I always make mistakes, and I slip and I fall. I can't always walk so tall, but if I can crawl, I'll crawl.
Caffeination, that is brand new, Something to Do from Here Comes the Panic. Max Inc. on Civic Media, we are local music. Andrew David Weber out of Milwaukee before that with Crawl. Hey, I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. After Hours, filling in for Rob Roberts, who filled in for me earlier tonight. Hey, if you're in a band or a solo artist, you have brand new music coming out, you want to get it out to the people, here's what you do. Shoot me an email, music@civicmedia.us. Include an electronic press kit, all the important details, maybe some upcoming shows, your shoe size, what you'd like to do on Sunday afternoons. Love to hear about it right now. music@civicmedia.us. We'll get your music on the air, maybe even invite you in for an interview at some point. We'd love to meet you. I got music on the way this hour from Lords of the Trident. We'll do some 94 Distortion. Mickey Magnum just around the corner. Right now, brand new music from the Known Unknowns. Here we go on Max Inc. Radio.
Here we go!
Save my soul, and I stay.
times are changing, and rock is slowly fading into obscurity. But I still got those memories. But now the times are changing, and rock is slowly fading.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Comes up, but it really hurts us both.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Go Play God and Never Enough. Mickey Magnum before that. I Still Believe in Rock and Roll, and the Known Unknowns in there too with Here We Go. Here we go. I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin until midnight every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Catch us on the overnight as well on those nights. You can always get the podcast too, civicmedia.us. Just click on the Max Inc. page. All the podcasts, live and delayed, the interviews, full shows, whatever you like is waiting for you right now. While you're on the website, be sure to grab the Civic Media app. Put that on your device. Take us everywhere you go. Some great shows across Civic Media. You don't want to miss any of them. Civicmedia.us. Coming up after the top of the hour news break, I got a double dip of Last Crack. I dubbed that Essential Last Crack. Plus, I'll have details about the Rocker Jamboree happening Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak here in Madison. We'll do some 94 Distortion in just a couple of minutes. Right now, Lords of the Trident. It's the Ballad of John Milwaukee. Max Inc. on Civic Media.
But everyone knows when it's time to race.
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The Todd Alba Show.
Let's go to Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, hiccups or gas, what's worse?
Well, I'd like to frame my answer in the form of sports. It depends upon whether you're a passer or a receiver.
That's great. Whether you're the passer or the receiver, that's the best line of the day.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
You may say to yourself, self, what if I want to contact Doge and let him know that I'm unhappy with these cuts?
Do you know who had the same idea? Congressman Mark Pocan.
We couldn't get that number off the Doge website, and they literally just said that there is no one that you can speak to, and they didn't provide anything.
The administration of transparency. But you can't talk to anybody. That's okay.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. The search for the gunman in the nation's latest mass shooting is underway. It happened Friday night. Many of the victims, just teenagers.
Authorities searching for the armed shooters in connection to a mass shooting that killed 3 and injured 15 at a local park overnight in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Dozens of people seen running. The victims, as young as 16, rushed to area hospitals.
ABC's Melissa Adan. Two sources telling us the Internal Revenue Service nearing a data sharing agreement to allow immigration police to use tax data to support the Trump administration's deportation agenda. The Coast Guard says it's suspending the search for 3 missing boaters, including 2 children, 17 hours after their boat capsized on the St. Johns River in Jacksonville, Florida. Doctors announcing Pope Francis will be discharged from the hospital Sunday and return to his residence at the Vatican. The 88-year-old Pope has been in the hospital 37 days battling double pneumonia. This is ABC News.